From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the desk of biologist Kathleen Sace. Douglas fir is native to the coast, but now uncommon due to logging and replacement everywhere with cloned firs. There's a large stand east of Loomis Lake on the peninsula, and scattered trees and small stands of coastal Douglas fir along the bay north of Loomis Lake. These coastal Douglas firs don't manifest visible damage from Swiss needle cast, a fungal infection which clogs stomata, resulting in slower growth, illness, and premature death in commercial clones. In plants, stomata controls uptake of carbon dioxide and emission of oxygen, and manages transpiration, the release of water vapor, through needles. Stomata are quite busy day and night in all plants. Coastal firs also have dark green needles and darker bark than the cloned firs. It may be that being close to the coast, these firs must cope with salts clogging stomata, so a disease that does the same is no big deal. Douglas fir is known for stump growth, though sprouting is rare. Coast redwoods, on the other hand, are quick to sprout from stumps or roots when cut down. There is always something interesting going on with trees. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.